How to go from zero to 22 doors in less than a year. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And this is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so that you can build financial freedom. We quit our day jobs a number of years ago and because of buy and hold real estate. And that's what this show is all about. We also started our Financial Freedom Academy maybe about 8 months ago. A year ago? Wow.
Yeah,
a year ago.
2018.
And super excited because we really felt like that was the best of us in the Financial Freedom Academy. And one of our Academy members is joining us on the show today to talk about his journey from zero to 22 doors. He's in the Financial Freedom Academy. He's a very active member in there. And it's just been so great to watch him grow. So, Drew, Welcome to the show. We took a little time out of your day today for you to jump on and tell us about your experience. How are you doing, Drew?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I would call that zero to 22 doors in less than a year. That's a meteor. That's right. A meteoric rise, as they say in the business. That's crazy. So, I mean, he's someone who we see in the Financial Freedom Academy all the time. And he's not one of those, like, I wouldn't say you're like, eyes are bigger than your stomach type, like, oh, I just want it all, because he does so much research and due diligence on every acquisition. He's looking at it from front to back. So maybe tell us about how you got started and how you joined the Financial Freedom Academy. Take us from just the beginning.
Sure. So the very beginning was probably last October. My wife, just randomly, we were talking one night and she said she wanted to buy like a second house on the lake, you know, for just like an extra place to go and to be able to be with our kids. And of course my first thought was like, well, there's no way to do that. I mean, like, you know, we're barely getting by as we are, you know? But basically we started, and I didn't realize this at the time, but with hindsight, I realized we started thinking, how can we afford that rather than just, oh, we can't afford that. Right.
I love it.
So, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's straight from, I actually learned that from you guys first, but then I heard that from a lot of Kiyosaki's videos as well that I've since watched. So, you know, when I started investigating, how could we do that? There was a lot of avenues that didn't make any sense, right? I was like, oh, maybe the stock market will work. But again, that's kind of crossing your fingers and hoping and praying and that kind of thing. So, you know, finally, I just happened to see, Clayton, I think you tweeted something, and I happened to see it. And I was like, oh yeah, he's been talking about real estate for a long time now. So let me check this out. And so I went to the Morris Invest website, read through that, and then started listening to your podcast, started watching your YouTube videos. And through all of that, I feel like, you know, I learned from you guys' experience. And that's the point of your channels. And that's exactly what happened. I learned from everything you guys had done. And then in the course of that, of course, I heard about Financial Freedom Academy. And then we just decided, hey, you know, we want to be serious about this. So let's get into that and see, you know, see what we can learn. And that's how we ended up joining.
That's great. Well, that's great. And so I said at the beginning, zero to 22 doors. I mean, it was just a short time ago that you'd worked with our company at Morris Invest and got your first 10 properties. And I was blown away by that in less than a year. I mean, you started with no properties. You were questioning, how are we going to do this? And then right around the turn of the year, just a little bit after Christmas, I think you got 10 properties all at one time, right?
Yeah. I contacted Morris Invest, had my first call, I think right at the turn, you know, right when January opened up. And then a short time after, you know, we had those properties. You know, mostly what allowed us to do that was HELOC, you know, the HELOC strategy that you talk about all of the time. But that took a bit of a mindset shift for me, because we were, and I think you guys know this, we were very much in the Dave Ramsey camp for most of our lives, probably all of our lives up until about January. And so the idea of, like, you know, we had our house paid off, actually. So it was like, oh, pulling equity out of that and being in debt again in that way, you know, that's horrible. But again, just through learning and listening to you guys talk about all this, I couldn't deny that the numbers made sense, right? Like, you pull that equity, you buy these properties, they're performing, they're, you know, bringing in cash flow. It just made sense. There was no arguing with it. So yeah, so we did that and was able to do that and buy, you know, 10 doors through Morris Invest.
Yeah. And, you know, the Dave Ramsey camp is not that much different. Like, he wants you to save your money and buy performing assets in the form of mutual funds. He likes those, right? It's just a different comfort level with a different kind of performing asset, you know? And so if you have the stomach to say, I would like to affect my own assets myself, then you're taking a little bit more control than just saying, well, I hope the government doesn't mess up the stock market, and you have no control of that, right? But for some people, that's very comfortable. And so there's no, I don't like to see it as antagonistic. It's just like one step further into how you're in the driver's seat, right?
Yeah. And I didn't mean it negative towards Dave at all. Like, we definitely learned a lot of good principles from him. Right. But like you said, this kind of the next step in our financial intelligence, I feel like.
Yeah, I did, I think, feel at first a little antagonistic towards Dave Ramsey. And then I understood that, well, it's different, but same, you know, and it helps a lot of people who had no financial education. So.
And I had somebody from their camp, I was talking to somebody from the Dave Ramsey, you know, camp, and saying, you know, I feel like what you guys do is kind of like taking what, like building on what Dave has done to help people get out of debt. You guys kind of take it next step, you know, next step into the investing level. And so I like to think of us kind of working in tandem with that. You know, someone goes through and gets out of debt with maybe Dave Ramsey's program, is dealing with that, but now wants to figure out how to start making money every month, cash flow every month. And that's where I think we step in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
So then now you found a multifamily that's added 10 doors to your already burgeoning portfolio. So it's not 22 actual properties, but it's around a dozen or so. And you're sourcing some deals yourself now. So you've really taken this and run with it, right?
And we should also mention you're a software engineer. So you work, you've got a regular job too, and you're doing this on top of that. So talk about this last deal. We should be clear, this last deal that you did has nothing to do with Morris Invest. So this was something you did on your own. Walk us through that. What was that like? Was it easy breezy? Was it to do? What kind of roadblocks did you hit? Tell us, because we can all learn from those things along the way.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So I'm going to correct you a little bit, Natalie, in that these 12 are indeed single family homes. They came as one big portfolio from a group of investors who are wanting to get out of the game.
Oh, okay. So it is 22 separate properties. Wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Yeah. So we cheated, if you want to call it that. I mean, Clayton, I know you guys have a lot of properties in the Michigan market. So we were like, hey, they're up there. Let's look around up there. And we just happened to come across one. That we saw one property that was like for sale, that we did the numbers, you know, we did the ROI calculations. It made sense. So we were like, cool, let's contact them and see if we can get this one. Well, it turned out they had 11 others to go with it. And so again, we hit the scenario of like, when you look at the numbers, it's like, we can't do that. But again, our mindset had shifted and we were like, how can we make this work versus, you know, I just can't do it because it's too much money. And so when we did that, we actually pulled a whole bunch of money out of the stock market that we'd had in there for a few years. And then we, you know, partnered with, it's actually a credit union. We partnered with a credit union, in the area, and we managed to purchase the entire set, you know, using about, I think it was 20% down, and, you know, we're leveraging another 80. But you know, again, the calculate the ROI works out to where it's, you know, it's a great deal. And there's actually some of the properties are, a little bit below market on their rental rates. So it's like, you know, we have room to grow too. So that, you know, that's great.
So you can add some value there. Yeah. Over time,
yeah, exactly.
The tenant moves out. That's great.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as roadblocks, I mean, I found out, I think I've heard you guys talk about this, but like, you know, when you're trying to get that loan on the front end versus just buying cash and refinancing, it's a pain. It's really tough. I mean, obviously they're looking at every single aspect of your financial life, all your accounts. They were, you know, our business, you know, we have all this set up inside of LLC, the holding company, all of that. So they looked at our business, but because that business had been opened in like February, I think they, you know, there was a lot of questions about that. It was like, you're just starting and you're going this big, you know? So, you know, that was a big issue. We had some other issues with, trying to get inspections done. I was told a couple tenants wouldn't let the inspector in. So we had to kind of, you know, work with the seller to get that to work.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime you're dealing with inherited tenants in a property, that's always, I mean, if there's one big pain in the butt in that process when you're acquiring properties like that, it's the inherited tenant question, and whether or not you can get in with an inspection. And then if you're working with a bank, they're going to want to get their appraisal, get the appraiser in there.
You have to pay for that, so you don't know what you're paying for, right? That's
exactly, funny. Exactly. Yeah.
Every time we get a loan, I cry. So that, just to set expectations for everybody. No,
I've heard you say that before on different videos. And I told Jeanette, my wife, partway through it, I was like, I understand what Natalie's talking about now.
Right. So you were, dealing with the tenants, trying to get an inspection in there. What happened next?
So after that, we also had the same issue with the appraiser, to your point, Natalie, that, the appraiser couldn't get in with those same tenants. So we had to deal with that. And then because all of that was taking so much, you know, all that took some time, we actually ran past the contract dates. We had to get an extension and we actually had to do that twice. Mm-hmm. Now on the second extension, there was a very, we were kind of, it was kind of up in the air for like a couple of days, whether the sellers were going to sign it because they were getting mad about how long it took. And of course, at that point, we were already like 10 grand in on all the various, you know, the inspections, the appraisals. We also had earnest money in and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that was kind of dicey, but it worked out in the end. You know, the seller finally did. We got all the way to closing and knocked it out just a few weeks ago. So, but yeah, it was definitely a learning process. You learn best by doing, as you guys always say. So definitely yeah. Happened here.
Yeah.
Learn best by doing.
But, you know, a lot of times I have seen you approach these deals from beginning to end since we have become close and friendly through the Financial Freedom Academy. And so I sort of picture you like a lion that's like circling, you know, like, how do I do this? Can I look through at every angle? Like, but, you know, you're not, like I said, I can tell that you're doing your homework in order to really then, when you're ready, pounce.
Well, he's a programmer. So he's looking for bugs in the software, right?
But, you know, a lot of that is what we help people do in the Financial Freedom Academy is have your balance sheet ready and know what you can do, where you can leverage, what's your tolerance, right? And so can you talk about maybe a little how the Financial Freedom Academy prepared you to invest with what you're comfortable with?
Yeah, so I think that was a great word you just used, balance sheet. I had never even seen one before, the Financial Freedom Academy. Like you could have said that to me 8 months ago and I've been like, what is that? You know? So, you know, going through those modules, I learned about that. And basically I just started, as you always say, you know, sort of viewing everything as assets or liabilities and realized that we had, you know, a huge liability in our house, which again, we ended up turning into an asset in a way through the HELOC. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even sure if I can put it into words, just how much FFA kind of flipped my mindset, right? Just from everything being about staying out of debt and increase my income to let's take all our liabilities, turn them into assets, and then use that cash flow to acquire more assets, right? Yeah, I mean, that's definitely been the biggest change in mindset that FFA helped me learn.
And we designed it to go through with a partner. Did you and your wife do it together?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Oh, good.
You know, she loves it too. We're a perfect team because I think you're right in that I'm always the one who's looking for the next deal, always looking to analyze the next thing. And she's actually the more analytical one than I am, but we're a good counterbalance in that I'm kind of aggressive and I'm already talking about buying the next property, actually having just closed on these 12. And she's like, how about we hold off for a little bit and knock out a little bit of principal on this leverage, you know?
Please. I know how she feels.
I counterbalance. She is definitely the one who might end up a little bit more in the analysis paralysis camp. And I'm the one who kind of drives us forward. And, you know, again, we balance each other out well.
Today's episode is brought to you by Peloton. I just did a Peloton workout this morning and I felt amazing. I did a 4 mile run on the treadmill while we are traveling. So even though I don't have our Peloton bike with me right now, our Peloton bike, which is amazing, you're still able to download and use Peloton Digital anywhere you go. You can take a live run near the hotel, on the beach, down at the club. It doesn't matter because you have access to Peloton. It's amazing. But the Peloton bike is the best cardio machine on the planet. Men's Health called it that. And once you step onto a Peloton bike, clip in and start taking one of these immersive classes, you're going to be blown away by it. And you're going to be able to get $100 off the accessories when you purchase the Peloton bike right now. And I guarantee you, remember this, because Christmas time comes, one of your partners, your spouse is going to say, I want a Peloton for Christmas. That's what Natalie said last year. I want a Peloton for Christmas. It's been a game changer. I think she just hit her 200th ride. So amazing stuff. No commute, no reservations. One subscription is all you need to get unlimited classes for the entire family. Natalie has her own profile. I have my own profile. My son said, hey, I want to set up my own Peloton profile. It's so small, 4x2 size. It's compact. The Peloton bike can fit in virtually any space in your home, no matter how small. So you want to put it in your bedroom to look out the windows, in your loft, in your basement. It doesn't matter. It will fit. Get in your zone. Curated music designed to move and motivate you. Hip-hop, country, Latin, pop. It doesn't matter. The teachers are amazing, and they choose from all of these different genres and with a variety of themes. What's also great is I'm an Apple user. I know so many of you are also. You've got iPhones. You've got Apple Watches. And it doesn't matter if you use Android too. Great. But and you see all the downloads when you guys download this podcast, and many of you use Apple Podcasts. So it works great with HealthKit, which of course is a huge health feature inside of iOS on your Apple device. And so you've got your Apple Watch on. Great. Then it tracks your workout. So you're getting credit for these amazing workouts, and it syncs right with your Peloton account right inside the app. So you launch the Peloton app and then sync it right with HealthKit. So you're getting that indoor cycling workout for the day or an indoor run. It doesn't matter. All works with Peloton. So check it out. You want $100 off the accessories when you purchase your Peloton bike? Oh, you got to try it. I'm telling you. Go to onepeloton.com. That's O-N-E. onepeloton.com and use the promo code INVESTING to get $100 off your accessories. $100 off. You want that for the shoes that you have to clip in or the shirts or the workout gear. You're going to need that, those accessories for that full experience. $100 off. Go to onepeloton.com and use the promo code INVESTING. Thanks, Peloton.
I think we got to talk to her next.
That's great. Yeah, we should have your wife on the show because she's very active in the academy. It's great always seeing her in there as well. And we work the same way, I think. You know, I'm sort of the one that's always stalking the deals and putting the things together for our clients and really working hard on that side of it. And then she's the one that has to pull me back from it. And no, we can't buy that 80 pack of properties right now. We've got to slow down. We got to do this instead of that. So let's get these up and running and going along. So
even from the refinance standpoint, we had three this year that we wanted to refinance. And I got through two, which again, I had cried over many tears. And I was like, can we just not do the third?
She's like, I just need a breather.
Can we please give us some, like, I know that, we could do better for it. We could have used some fund and grow money. And I was like, can we just wait on this one, please?
Just wait, yeah. Well, and you've got, iOS 13 coming out here in the fall. So Apple, rolling out iOS 13, iPad OS, all those big software rollouts. So I'm sure you've got your hands full with that. Talk about one of the big things you wanted to hit. And I know that you talked about wanting to hit financial freedom within 10 years. That was your goal. You talked to our team after you bought the 10 properties with Morris Invest and you're in the academy. Where does that goal sit now? So now you're at 22 doors. You wanted to hit financial freedom in 10 years. Give me that roadmap. What does that look like for you?
Yeah. So I think 10 years is my safe number, if you will. I'm absolutely certain there's not a doubt in my mind we'll hit it in 10 years. As far as our freedom number, we modified you guys' formula a little bit in that we just looked at our current income and we're like, we want to replace that, right? Because we were happy with kind of the lifestyle where we are. If we can increase it, great, but we don't have to. We're perfectly content with where everything is. So we were like, if we can just replace what we have coming in from our W-2s, then we're good. So to get there, we would need 43 properties. So we're, just a little over halfway.
Wow.
And yeah, and because of that, I've started this openly now. Like, my stretch goal is trying to do it in 5 years. Uh-huh. And I recognize that, maybe that's not possible, but I'm treating it like it is, and I'm going full out trying to make that happen. The big reason, we always talk about the why you do this kind of stuff. The big reason is we had a son last year, and I realized, I don't want to be working during all of his years and then I retire right when he's leaving college, and then he's off on his own life. So, if we could do it in 5 years, and to me, that's great because he'll be 5 years old. We'll probably have another one by then, maybe. And, we can kind of enjoy their entire lives when they're growing up with us. So,
yeah. Do you know, the data shows that the number one predictor of success for children is father involvement. Like, the mom is usually a constant. The mom's always there. The food, the welfare and that kind of stuff. But when it's like, there's a whole different generation of fathers now who understand that, like, I'm the extra thing. My involvement is so important. in my kids' lives. So I think, you know, with fathers like you and Clayton, we'll see a whole different generation of kids who have a different form of empowerment because their dads wanted to be there. So that's an amazing why. I can't think of a better why. Yeah.
Oh, another one of your whys, Drew, though, also is that you want to be able to just pick up and travel, you and your wife and your son, just be able to go and get, I don't know if you're going to buy an RV and just and go see every corner of the United States, right? Talk about that for financial freedom.
Yeah, yeah, that's the other part of it. And that's part of spending time with our children, right? I grew up in a very small town in Alabama. And so I think I was 16 before I'd ever seen like an actual mountain in my life when we took a trip out west. So, you know, I wanted to basically allow my kids to kind of grow up with that a little more, not get to 16 and have that happen, you know? So yeah, I mean, our plan is once we hit that number and we're good and we quit our W-2s, we will probably immediately, I don't think we're going to buy an RV. I'm not sure what we'll do as far as the car. Maybe by then self-driving is fully on the road and we'll just get in and tell it, take us somewhere. yeah, so we, you know, the plan is we'll quit and then we'll immediately go off on the road out west. You know, we actually, my wife is from California, so I do have family out there now. So we'll do that, but they're in the Los Angeles area. So I'd like to go kind of explore, NorCal a little bit more. And then take the kids all the big things that, that our nation has to offer, right? There's, you know, Yellowstone I want to go to Big Sur. I want to go to the Redwood Forest. You know, all those kind of places that I hadn't even been yet. I want to go. I want my kids to see it. And it'd just be a great way. The way I envision it is that basically every summer vacation, every year during summer vacation, we'll just go out and travel somewhere in the United States. You know, maybe out west one year, maybe the Northeast one year, maybe up in the Dakotas or Montana one year. You know, they just hit everywhere and just kind of do it over a multi-year time.
That's so fun. Well, okay, let me think. Can you make that a taxable deduction because your family is real estate investors and you go out and you look for property, say? So
right. Or you drive, and check on your 10 properties with Morris Invest. You go drive to Michigan, check on those properties up there, and you make that part of your plan, right?
Yeah, definitely. I've been thinking about it because another benefit about FFA, I'll mention it, is that, you know, you guys recommend Tom Wilwright. I know he's a friend of yours. We went through his course, and it has been worth every penny. And, because of that course, exactly. I'm thinking, I've already thought about how could we turn those things into taxable deductions?
Yeah. He's
And of course, Tom does a great job outlining different ways to think about what you do in your everyday life and turn it into a business expense. You know, in his words, you want to change your tax, change your facts. And so that's what I've been trying to think about, you know, how to do.
Right. How to go from being a passive investor, because when you get a W-2, go to becoming an active real estate investor, you enter an entirely different tax bracket. We've got whole shows on that for people to check out if you're curious about that, and check out our episodes with Tom Wilwright. He's a great friend and a great, probably one of the most brilliant tax minds in the world. So check that out. One question I want to ask you, Drew, is what was the biggest surprise for you in the process of acquiring properties? And start at the beginning, working with us. And then what was the big thing that you didn't anticipate a year ago? I mean, you're just starting on this journey, but what are some things that stood out to you along this journey?
Well, with the Morris Invest purchase, I was surprised, frankly, at how easy it was. You know, I had no expectations, but it's just, you know, you guys' team was fantastic and kind of walking us through every step. And, you know, at the end of it, we close, and then the next month in come the checks. And it was like, I kind of felt like I didn't do much, but here I've got money coming in all of a sudden. Yeah.
Well, that's our goal.
Yeah. You did make that money on the front end.
So. Right. And you took action. So you should, you know, congratulate yourself. I mean, yeah, we do a lot of work, but you took action and did it, and you had to put all that together. So good on you for that.
That would be my experience at Morris Invest. And then for the 12, again, what stood out, I guess, is it really, I mean, I feel like I've said this three or four times now, but like really the mindset shift of just like, you know, how can I do this, and having your why, because I feel like there was a lot that happened during the 12 property purchase that old me, even just a year ago, would have been like, you know what, this is too much, forget it, I'm out. But instead, because I have that why, those whys, and because I, you know, am thinking about how can I make this happen instead of just shutting down and ending it before it even begins. I was able to, you know, push through, and now we have, you know, we got those 12 and we have 22 total. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess that's really what stands out on that end is just, you know, when you have a goal, being able to, when you have a clear picture of the goal, you know, getting there, you can stand anything to get there. And, yeah, so I would say that's probably the thing that stands out most.
Well, cool. It's such a pleasure to watch you grow, and we cheer you on so much. So thank you for inspiring us right back to, you know, if you can do it, anybody can do it. And
yeah, that's why we wanted to have you on, because yeah. I just, you know, I love your story. And so if there was someone sitting at home right now who, I mean, you're only a year away from the type of success that Drew has experienced. If someone is sitting there right now watching this video or listening to this podcast and is thinking about, you know, joining a Financial Freedom Academy and maybe wanting to take action and make a change in their life, what would you say to that person?
I would say, don't let fear stop you. I know that's the biggest thing probably, is there's some sort of fear either about real estate investing or about being in debt or about, you know, number, depending on how many you're buying, the numbers involved. But you just have to kind of shut that out and again, have your goal, have your why, and man, you can really make it happen when you do those things.
I love that. Well, if anyone wants to join the Financial Freedom Academy, it's just financialfreedomacademy.com. We made it easy for you. We paid a boatload of money for a URL. So financialfreedomacademy.com. If you want to join Drew and the other great members of our academy in there, we have a great community of people. And what I love about Drew and his wife, you're contributing so much to the conversation in that private Facebook group as well for the Academy. So that's a whole piece of it. You got the module and the courses, the course part of it, and then you have the private Facebook group where Drew and others are really active. So thank you so much, Drew. It's been a real pleasure to get to know you over this past year, and I'm just touched. I'm humbled and I am touched to watch you grow like this. It's just been amazing.
Yeah. And it's just the beginning.
Well, thank you guys. I can't say how much I appreciate both of you and everything you've taught us. And yeah, we're looking forward to continuing to learn from you guys for years to come.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, much love to you and the family, and much love to all of you for downloading and subscribing and becoming members of the Financial Freedom Academy. If you'd like to join, that would be wonderful. We'd love to have you. But we want you to go out there, regardless of what you do. We care that you take action and make a change for your life, because we believe real estate investing is the number one way to build wealth. Have you seen what's going on in the stock market? Holy smokes. Real estate. We'll see you next time, everyone.